Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. You're staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Janet Christie's here. Janet's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Janet is the president and the founder of Leverage and Development. She's the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business, also Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. She is an outstanding consultant to small business owners, supporter of small business owners, especially the ladies. And she's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. Janet Christie, welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You're a little you're getting a little edgy with the politicians these days, aren't you? You're getting a little bit annoyed with the way politicians are behaving. And I don't think you're just talking about the presidential campaign either, are you?
Oh no. They're the local campaigns, the Senate and House races. They're all saying the same kind of thing, and I think I'm not the only small business owner or consultant that thinks there's a little pandering going on.
Pandering, you think? give us an idea. What's an idea of what pandering looks like to you?
Well, everybody talks about how important small businesses are. They start speeches, and our country's built on small businesses.
Right.
But I'm not seeing a lot of finite what they're going to do and how they're actually going to help small businesses, just that we're very important.
It's because they don't know how, Janet. For years, Janet, the term that they used to try to get everybody's attention to connect with people was jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. And this is from somebody probably who'd never created a job in his life or her life. But now you and I, the small business owner, are our audience. These folks, we become the buzzword. They think if they say small business enough, it'll make them look like they're, you know, like they got their cornflakes together, like they really know what they're talking about, and they really care about the things that are really important. And they think they can just say the word without putting anything behind it, don't they?
They absolutely do, because I've tried to talk to a lot of them on a national scale and local scale, and they don't really want to hear what the problems are and the obstacles. Mm-hmm. They just want to talk about how important we are.
Yeah, yeah. So what's your opinion? What's your recommendation to them? Advice?
Well, in my opinion, they could do a lot better in their campaign and win, be a lot more likely to win, but they also could accomplish more and really help us more, help us and the country, if they would approach it more like the way we have to approach starting a business, running a business. And by that I mean, if you walked into a bank and said you wanted to start, you know, a consulting business or a production manufacturing business, and you didn't have any kind of plan, they would quickly usher you out the door, and then they would laugh at you behind your back.
You mean you couldn't just walk in and say, "Wow, this is a bank. We love banks. Banks are wonderful. You guys are great. Give me money."
And I have a wonderful idea. I don't know how I'm going to carry it out yet, but I know I have a good idea. So I'd like to hear a plan from politicians.
Specifics.
Yes.
And that makes sense. Specifics that make sense.
Yes. And I've helped a lot of businesses write business plans, and I know you have to have financials in them. So I suggest they really have the financials in it. I know the media is probably not interested in, you know, flow charts and how revenue is going to come from and things, but voters are, I think, especially small businesses. So speak to a small business group, actually talk about it. And focus on the things that are important to us, just as we small business people, when we're trying to sell something to somebody, we have to focus on what's important to them. And we, in order to do that, we have to listen to them, listen to our potential customers. What do you call them? Not prospects. You call it?
Suspects.
Suspects, yes.
You got to convert suspects into prospects and prospects into customers.
Right. So when they're talking to voters, it's the same kind of thing. They need to speak in their language. They need to talk about things that we're interested in and show us how they're actually going to help us.
And to do otherwise, just to say the term small business and not to do what you're saying to do is basically, if you think about it, it's really kind of insulting, isn't it? It's as if you and I can be bought by just saying our name.
It does appear that that's what they think, and that is insulting. And they talk a lot about tax breaks. Well, tax breaks are nice, but in my opinion, what small businesses really need is revenue.
In America, small business owners need to be paying more taxes, but not higher taxes, just more taxes.
Right.
Because if they're paying more taxes, that means they're making more profits, and that's the problem. We don't have a tax problem in America. Small business owners don't have a tax problem in America today. We have a problem of not having profits to pay taxes on.
Yes. And if there were more revenue, there would be, as you said, more money to pay taxes on, so there would be more taxes. It would also mean we had more money to hire people, and as you said, jobs is important. And they say we are the creator of jobs, but, you know, if there's no revenue, there's no jobs to pass out to people.
What's amazing to me, Janet, are the politicians, some politicians, who will say small business, who will talk about how much they love small business, and in the next 30 seconds describe policies that are killing small businesses.
They haven't done their marketing research.
Well, they don't. It's they're clueless. And see, this is the kind of environment that makes people stay home, I think. But Janet, what do you think?
Yes, and that scares me because no matter who you're voting for, if you don't vote, then the politicians are the ones
The special interest groups win.
Yes.
Yeah. And small business doesn't have a real, an 800-pound gorilla special interest group. We have to be our own special interest group this year, especially folks. Small business owners need to be single-issue voters for your small business. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Janet Christie. She and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.